Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm Max White. The Prime Minister has become the first foreign leader invited to the US President's private residence in Delaware ahead of the Quad Leaders Summit. Anthony Albanese and Joe Biden exchanged gifts before discussing the AUKUS alliance. Speaking outside the residence, the PM noted other topics were also addressed.
We went on to speak about the depth of cooperation that we have across defence and security, economic relationship, but also action on climate change and critical minerals in particular.
The Quad leaders, which include India and Japan, will convene at Biden's home tomorrow with a focus on China's rising influence in the Indo-Pacific region. A top Hezbollah commander has been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. At least 14 others, including other senior members of the militant group, were also killed in the blast. The UN Security Council has held an emergency meeting in New York. More than 45 million illicit cigarettes and close to 6,500 kilograms of tobacco have been seized by the Australian Border Force. The quantities were detected in separate shipping containers over a five-day period. Commander Ken McKern says it's a significant hit to organised crime groups.
It's deprived them of the profits from their organised crime. And we know that the profits that organised crime groups make from illicit tobacco trade are used to fund their other criminal activities, including the importation of other illegal substances.
A program designed to help teenagers stay safe and feel comfortable in pubs and clubs is being rolled out across New South Wales. Pause Play aims to educate young people approaching the age of 18 on how to behave in licensed venues. New South Wales Hospitality and Racing's Melanie Brown says the program includes a visit to a nightclub during the day.
Going to a pub or a club for the first time is a rite of passage for many 18-year-olds, and it can be a bit intimidating. So this program's designed to teach teenagers how to stay safe, feel comfortable, and have a great time.
The latest PropTrack data shows New South Wales is the least affordable state in the country when it comes to housing. The report shows the state has reached its worst level in at least three decades. The median home prices have reached $900,000 this financial year. Over to sport now, and Swans forward Logan McDonald is in a race to be fit for next week's AFL Grand Final. He's injured his ankle in Sydney's 36-point win over Port Adelaide in their preliminary final last night at the SCG. Cowboys coach Todd Payton admits his team has paid the price for picking and choosing when to play. The hot and cold Cowboys have been eliminated from the NRL Finals by the Sharks 26-18. And Graham Arnold is confident his resignation as Socceroos coach will be a positive for the team. And that is the very latest in news and sport.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Ingleburn, an accident. Hume Motorway very heavy southbound approaching McDonald Road. Also Spring Farm, a crash. Camden bypass of this Kernahan Drive. Cleanup's still on, so approach with caution. Strathfield, busy northbound, Centenary Drive to Arthur Street. Drummoyne, busy all directions. Victoria Road at Lyons Road. Lidcombe struggling always. Parramatta Road at St Hilliers Road. Some extra space on the road would be nice, and for more space at home, declutter with Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au today. The kings of storage, moving and more. Station sponsor, I'm Luke. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
sunny, heading to a top of 25. Beautiful tomorrow, pretty much the same, mostly sunny, 25. And Monday, sunny, 26 in the city, 28 in the west. You're listening to Hope 103.2. Good morning, Aaron here with you at 6 past 10. And this is Miles Smith.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Hope 1032.
Got it.
on, then be a pawn on your chessboard. So call me boring, call me cookie cutter, call me what you want, and matter of fact, just say it loud and don't stutter, cause I know who I am, yeah, I'm still the same. Just a California girl with big dreams, thinking maybe they'll let me sing songs about real things. And baby, who knows, maybe I could sell out shows without taking off my clothes. God made me sexy, I don't care if only I know.
I wanna say I would've chosen it. That time I hit the bottom and it hurt a little bit. Funny how being down can make you look up, but now I'm better for it. All I could see in the moment was my heart, and now I felt ripped open. I'll admit I found you down low. The brokenness, and now I'm better for it. I count it all as joy even when I'm in the flame, cause I know you always
give me grace when I need it. I used to say 2020, now I see that you let me be what happened, so I can be all that I am. Give me faith to believe. I used to think pain was a consequence, but now I kinda think it might be the perfect gift you use to get me straight to you. And I'm better for it. I count it all as joy even when I'm in the flame, cause I know you always. Give me grace when I need it. I used to say 2020, now I see that you.
Down in the Riley Clements, Hope 1032. Towards understanding, our interview program on a Sunday night has a cracker show on the way. Tim Costello, he's the chief advocate for the Australian Alliance for Gambling Reform, and it's the only national peak body working to reduce gambling harm. Also, Joe from New Zealand. Gambling wasn't Joe's main addiction, but it became problematic alongside his other addictions. He talks to Clayton about that this Sunday night, 9 o'clock on your radio, Hope 1032, Towards Understanding.
Hope 1032.
At Worldshare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive, and living without hope. That's why, for over 80 years, Worldshare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs, and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us on Saturday the 28th of September between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Hope 1032.
Weather's warming up, and so is Hope 103.2.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of, boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be,
baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride? Ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, see where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, baby, if it's meant to be. Maybe we do,
maybe we don't,
maybe we will, maybe we won't. But if it's meant to be,
Hope 103.2.
No one can
for day Hope 1032, a beautiful, mostly sunny day on the way. 25 the expected top today in the city in the west, and tomorrow mostly sunny, 25. Get out there and enjoy that beautiful sunshine.
Hey, I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 1032 app.
Hope 1032's care line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 1032 care line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 1032 care line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
At Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalised. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter. Character matters. Outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
Life is messy, but God can empathize. The Netflix film, The Starling, brings grief to the forefront of people's lives. Regret, tears, anger, laughter, and confusion are experienced by those who lose a loved one, reminding us that life is messy. Grief can show us how messy life can be. But one thing that we can take from this whole message of the story of Jesus is that God can empathize with us. His son died a horrific death. But being aware of this allows people to know that they can come to a God who knows how they feel while they process the loss of a loved one. If you're traveling through the grieving process, consider how faith in God, the God of the Bible, can help you through the messiness of life. This is Russ Matthews with God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? I believe.
Speaking hope into your family.
Hope 1032.
Don't know where I stand yet. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. You don't know where I stand yet. So many things that I just never said. Like all the things I think about when I'm in bed. I never really liked to hear that I was wrong. I saw my motivation never saw the sun. It's been super cloudy, I'm used to the night. I lost so many things, almost lost my sight. It all changed when I found you. This attitude to everything it runs towards you. I'll never be by myself. I got you right by my side. I know you'll never leave me alone. You're the rider, I'm the bone. It's all I start again. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. The whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trial, he's faithful and he's true. The whole world's in his hands. For the souls of the soldiers on the narrow road, lost some bros on the shoulder. See, it's getting colder, but I know what he told us. They gon' hold you down, but the crown gonna hold up. Yes, indeed, oh, my melody is by the king, and I will never leave. I don't need to die for me to rest in peace. The recipe, half a cup of liver, water, fresca. Singing D-O-S-V-L, he cumple su promesa. Wherever, let me see.
We're right there with you.
You don't get what you want, you don't want what you get.
favor, pick up what you missed. Pick up what you missed from the dead in you. You don't get what you want. You don't want what you get. All as I try to be satisfied, I haven't found it yet. What I need is a friend to jump to my defense and tell me how it is. Yeah, tell me how it is.
Bernard Fanning, Hope 1032, PowerFest 2024, the Gospel Faith Mission International Group, doing this week in Chullora, Thursday through to Sunday. It is a big family-friendly, transformative church conference, and you're invited. All the info, it's on the community notice board page of our website. You don't have to go to all of it. You can go to parts of it. Hope1032.com.au.
Sydney's Hope 1032.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
The end of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
Honey.
Yeah?
You know how we've been looking for someone to help with bookkeeping for the business?
Yeah.
And payroll?
Yeah.
And bus?
Yeah.
Well, I found them.
Yeah? Who is it?
Exdia.
Exdia?
Exactly. Their friendly team of specialist bookkeepers help businesses like ours. For help with your business bookkeeping, payroll and BAS, visit exdia.com.au. That's exdia.com.au. Station sponsor.
Macular degeneration is Australia's leading cause of blindness. If you're over 50, have an eye test and macular check. Early detection is vital. You can have the very early signs without even knowing. Information, guidance and support is only a phone call away. Call the Macular Disease Foundation on 1-800-111-709 for a free macular degeneration information kit.
Hope 1032.
Heard me cry as I tell you all the reasons why this life is just too hard. But day by day, without fail, I'm finding everything I need in everything that you are to me.
I never wanna leave, I wanna stay in your arms.
less than all I have to give. But by your grace, I want to love you not with what I say, but every day in a way that my life is lived. Every time I breathe, you seem a little bit closer. I never want to leave. I want to stay in your warm embrace. Oh, basking in the glory shining from your face. And
who's gonna pick you up? Who's gonna bend your rope? Who's gonna be your prop? Who's gonna play your pool? So nobody knows just how it feels today. Nobody sees our hearts break.
gonna let you sleep? Who's gonna break your frown? Who's gonna fall down at your feet? Nobody knows just how it feels today. Nobody sees how hearts break.
Hype
103.2.
Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm Max White. Regional security and trade have been the focus during the Prime Minister's meeting with the US President. Anthony Albanese and Joe Biden have held what will likely be their last face-to-face talks before Mr. Biden leaves office. The pair will also meet with the Indian and Japanese leaders for the Quad Summit tomorrow, where defence will be high on the agenda. Perth US Asia Centre Chief Executive Professor Gordon Flake says healthcare and telecommunications have also been discussed.
It's not quite the sexy stuff, but it's the underlying infrastructure upon which we all rely, and
is the underlying infrastructure which benefits our other partners in the region. So whether it's ASEAN or individual countries in the region, they're all hopefully looking at the Quad and saying, that's a good actor.
A top Hezbollah commander has been killed alongside 14 others in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon. At least 66 others were injured in the blast, which is the latest coordinated attack on the militant group this week. The UN human rights chief says he's appalled by the nature of Israel's operations. Volker Turk says the lives of civilians are being put at risk.
It is difficult to conceive how, in these circumstances, such attacks could possibly conform with the key principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack under international humanitarian law.
A 65-year-old man has been arrested in Italy over the infamous Easy Street murders 47 years ago. Suzanne Armstrong and Susan Bartlett were stabbed to death in the hallway of a house they shared in Collingwood. They are now seeking extradition for the 65-year-old. An 11th-hour deal has been struck with rail workers and the New South Wales government. It means industrial